A silly story. Good homes wanted.
Meow, meow.
A large black and white cat sat on the wall outside number 3, Cherry Tree Avenue, watching and waiting. At 4 o'clock precisely, a schoolboy appeared at the corner of the road and the cat arched its back and purred excitedly as its friend approached. "Hello, Puss," said the boy, whose name was Danny. "Been waiting long?"
"Meow, meow,"
replied the cat, which meant since 10:30 this morning. Danny pushed the garden gate open and walked up the path with the cat weaving its way around his ankles. "Charlie's here again," he yelled, flinging the front door wide open and dropping his school bag on the stairs. The cat followed Danny into the kitchen and was given a generous saucer of milk. It sat by the fire whilst Danny and his parents had supper. It sat on Danny's homework and played with his pen as Danny tried to write. And after Danny had gone to bed, it slept on his mum's knee as she sat watching television with Danny's dad. But in the morning, when Danny came down for breakfast, the cat was nowhere to be seen. "Where have you been?" asked Mrs. Barker from number 12, Cherry Tree Avenue, as Splotch, the cat, dived through the cat flap on Tuesday morning, leaving a trail of muddy footprints on her clean kitchen floor.
"I don't know," said Mrs. Barker. "You treat my house like a hotel."
Splotch ate the breakfast that Mrs. Barker put in his bowl and then went to sleep on the bed for the rest of the day. At 5:30 on Wednesday morning, Mr. Jackson of number 26, Cherry Tree Avenue, was woken by a scratch, scratch, scratch at his bedroom window. And there, smiling from whisker to whisker, was his cat, Rascal, whom he had not seen for a few days. Mr. Jackson opened the window to let Rascal in. "Cats," he said. But he was rather pleased that his furry friend had paid him another early morning visit. He fell back into bed and Rascal curled up next to him, purring very, very loudly. At school later that same day, Danny's teacher was asking the children who had pets to talk to the rest of the class about them. "I've almost got a cat," Danny told his class, which made them all laugh. So Danny explained how the mysterious Charlie only lived at his house on Mondays, occasionally on Fridays, but in between he just disappeared completely. "It's here again," called Mr. Williams from number 35 Cherry Tree Avenue as a large cat sat on the doorstep on Thursday morning, waiting to be brought in with the milk. Two little girls ran excitedly down the hall towards the front door.
"Oh, please let him in, Daddy," cried Susie, the older of the two girls.
"I want to hold him," said Jenny, pushing her sister aside.
Mr. Williams tucked his morning paper under one arm. "Now, girls, no squabbling or you'll frighten it," he said. But there was little chance of that. Mr. Williams opened the door just a little and the cat rushed in, rolling around on the rug, enjoying the little girl's attention.
"Can we keep him?" asked Susie. "He could sleep on my bed," suggested Jenny helpfully.
"No, mine," insisted Susie, and another argument broke out.
"Girls, girls," said Mrs. Williams, appearing at the top of the stairs in her dressing gown.
"Oh, look," she beamed as she spotted the cat. "He's come back. Do you think he'd like some bacon?" The cat rolled onto its back and pedalled an imaginary bicycle, which meant "I would love some." Mr. Williams shook his head in despair and retired to the lounge with his paper as his wife and daughters disappeared into the kitchen, closely followed by their very special breakfast guest.
"We could call him Socks," suggested Susie, stroking the cat's two white front paws.
"But I want to call him Patch," said Jenny,
stroking the cat's broad black and white back.
"I think we should call him Chubby,"
suggested their mum, tipping finely chopped bacon into a dish on the floor. He certainly likes his food. The next day was Friday. At exactly 4 o'clock, Danny was delighted to see Charlie waiting in the usual place on the garden wall outside number 3 Cherry Tree Avenue. But today, instead of following Danny up the path and inside for a saucer of milk, the cat meowed urgently and paced up and down on the wall as if it wanted Danny to follow. "What is it?" asked Danny, as the cat trotted up the road with its tail held high. Mrs. Barker was watering her hanging baskets when Splotch appeared on the doorstep with a rather grubby schoolboy close behind. "What do you want?" asked Mrs. Barker as the cat clawed at her wrinkly woolen stockings, making them even more wrinkled. "He wants you to follow us," explained Danny. "Does she indeed?" said Mrs. Barker, looking at the boy suspiciously. Nevertheless, she put down her watering can and followed. And soon they reached number 26 Cherry Tree Avenue, and Mr. Jackson had just arrived home from work and was climbing off his motorbike. "Rascal, what's the matter?" he cried as the cat clawed at his leg and then started to run off down the road. "We must follow the cat," said Mrs. Barker breathlessly as she caught up with Splotch. Mr. Jackson put his helmet back on and started his motorbike again. He wobbled off after Rascal with Danny and Mrs. Barker trying desperately to keep up. "Meow!" went the bike as it turned the corner into Market Street. "Meow! Meow!" said the cat as it spotted Mr. Rowe the fishmonger. "Well, I never," said Mr. Rowe in surprise when he saw the strange line of people trying to keep up with a cat. Curiosity got the better of him and he thought he had better join in. He might be missing out on something. The cat then ran through the market, closely followed by Mr. Jackson and Mr. Rowe, with Danny and poor old Mrs. Barker bringing up the rear. Stallholders gazed in amazement as the cat and its pursuers disappeared around the corner into the adventure playground. Mrs. Williams was pushing her two daughters on the swings. "Look, it's Socks!" cried Susie. "No, it's Patch," corrected Jenny. And they both jumped off the swings and followed Mr. Jackson, Mr. Rowe, Danny and Mrs. Barker, whose woolen stockings were now very, very wrinkly indeed. At last, and much to everyone's relief, the cat stopped. They all looked at each other, feeling rather awkward and embarrassed, and then they all looked down at the cat. She seemed to be smiling, as with her nose, she gently made a gap in the hedge to reveal 6 beautiful black and white kittens. Kittens all ready and waiting for their new owners to take them to their perfect new homes. The end.